What has been your experience with the World Heritage Convention and its implementation?
It would be quite difficult to be not aware of the meaning of World Heritage Convention being born in Krakow and being deeply rooted in Krakow. We just discussed the issue in the heart of Krakow, which has been inscribed as a World Heritage already in 1978. But to be serious, my personal and deeper involvement concerning the convention came relatively late. But since my early years, I'm deeply rooted and dedicated to the issues of heritage numerous ways. So I'm graduated in art history, and I used to be considered as architecture historian. My very, let's say, important involvement concerning the process of heritage conservation and heritage protection is very much connected with the political change in Poland of 1989, with the collapse of communism. Earlier, I was just deeply involved in the activities of several organizations which could be defined as civil society. But 1990, I was elected just after the political change to be a deputy mayor responsible for monuments protection. So, of course, it was my first duty also to follow the convention. And even more, 1991, Krakow hosted this huge conference of CSCE, Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, but it was the first and the last successful meeting of CSCE dedicated to heritage, finished with the final document, and I feel very much honored of being not just the host and organizer, but the International Cultural Center is a child of this very meeting. So since then, of course, the convention and UNESCO was closer and closer to my interest numerous ways. But of course, our major focus is and used to be dedicated, especially those days, to Europe, to Central Europe, to our also post-communist reality, and for new instruments concerning the management of this huge heritage potential of the region. So I have a vivid memory of the session in Budapest. It was 2002, and after that, Quebec. So since then, I used to appear from time to time at the sessions, which was for me and to me a real lesson. One of my important steps towards convention was this group of experts invited to UNESCO 2011 or 2010 by Francesco because of HUL, HUL, Historic Urban Landscape. It was for me really something extremely important, not just because of this fact that I'm art historian and economist, and urban studies, heritage studies is my field, but it was, and so it was inspiring, but it was just a sign for me, the convention of 1972 is not just a monument, but is, so to speak, also a dynamic process, which should try to follow, because it was much easier to define single architecture objects. But as we have at the moment at World Heritage List more than 300 cities, towns, urban ensembles, and so on, it requires simply a very, very different approach, integrated, so to speak, complicated, complex, involving so many actors and so many instruments that, once again, it is wonderful that the convention, which is pretty old, is at the moment not only still as important as it used to be at the beginning, it's more important and could be simply used as catalyst for further decisions. Finally, to finish, since a couple of years, also in my capacity as the president of the National Commission of UNESCO, the convention is for me a kind of everyday responsibility. So it was not a coincidence that becoming the president, I was very much involved in the process of, how shall I put it, struggling or struggle for finally, more than 40 years after the beginning of the convention, of being the host of this very summit of heritage activists.
That was the 41st session of the committee.
Yes.